In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hello, fellow lepers. That's what we were by nature. Lepers in the sight of God. Now, in the worst stages of the disease leprosy, your nose might begin to rot and fall off, your ears, your fingers, toes. You would lose sensation in your hands and feet and arms and legs and be more likely to injure them, and the wounds would not heal like they should. So lepers were an awful sight. Again, when leprosy was in its worst form. They were rather disgusting to look upon. And because of their disease, the nature of the disease, and the fact that leprosy could be contagious, lepers were forced to live outside the community. They could not worship with God's people, Israel. They had to keep to themselves. They had to stand at a distance when they saw a person without leprosy coming near, and they had to cry out something along the order of unclean, unclean. If a leper was cured, the leprosy was cleansed, the former leper had to go to a priest according to the law of God given to Moses. Had to go to the priest so that the priest could certify for a fact that this leper was no longer a leper, and he or she could be readmitted into the worship fellowship of God's people, Israel. So, you know, if you had diseases you wanted to get, leprosy was not one of them in the ancient world, but you don't really have to worry about that today, because Hansen's disease, as it is known today, is treatable and curable. But wait a minute, I referred to you as lepers and myself as a leper. What was I talking about here? Well, leprosy in the Bible is a figure of sin. It separates. It separates people from their society, the society of other people. It cut off the leper from worshiping with God's people. And basically, the leper was unclean in the eyes of God. There was a sacrifice that had to be made after the leper was cleansed of his leprosy. Fellow lepers, fellow sinners, fellow saints who once were unclean in God's eyes, unholy, unrighteous, those whom God could have rightly looked upon with distaste and disgust, but instead, by His marvelous grace in Christ, have been brought near and welcomed into the family of our Heavenly Father. We don't have to warn God away by saying, unclean, unclean. No, God has cleansed us in Christ Jesus. His blood is the blood that washes away the sins of the whole world, and that means your sin and my sin. Yeah, we admit to ourselves that by nature we are sinful and unclean in the general confession at the beginning of the service, and that is our earthly reality. We all sin. But just as Jesus cleansed the 10 lepers in today's gospel, so his cleansing mercy, his forgiving mercy, his gracious mercy that sanctifies us and justifies us is poured out continually upon us through the gospel. And we don't have to go to the priest, the high priest, to confirm our healing. Instead, our high priest, Jesus Christ, comes to us with his saving holy word, with his sacraments of holy baptism and holy communion. You could say that Jesus came into the world precisely to cleanse lepers, you and me, of our sin. So Jesus is met by 10 lepers as he's passing along between Samaria and Galilee on his way to Jerusalem, where he will shortly die on the cross. Samaria is the country of the Samaritans. And as you know, the Samaritans and the Jews did not get along. The Jews viewed Samaritans as outcasts. Now, Jesus was entering an unnamed village, and he was met by 10 lepers who naturally stood at a distance, and they lifted up their voices together in the fellowship of their leprosy, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Kind of like what we did in the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. It is a good thing to cry out to the Lord for his mercy, because we need that mercy so greatly. We need that mercy just to make it through our daily lives, to deal with the troubles and the disappointments and the fears and the sorrows and the illness that comes our way. But how much more greatly do we need his mercy when it comes to forgiving us our sins and welcoming us into his family? It's a continual need of the mercy of Jesus. It's not just a one-time thing. Fill up the tank and you're good to go from then on until you die. No. You and I need that mercy daily. That's why we gather here at this place of mercy where Jesus is. And yes, by rights, we should stand at a distance and say, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." But he draws us near. He welcomes us to the place of mercy, the mercy seat, his altar from which he serves us, his body and blood. He doesn't stay, yell out to us, "Unclean, unclean, keep your distance." He says, "Come near, for I have saved you." When Jesus saw the 10 lepers, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." In other words, so the priests can confirm your healing. Well, when he said these words, they were not cleansed, but as they went on their way, following Jesus' instructions, they were cleansed. And one of them, look what he does here, this is wonderful. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back. Forget the priests. He turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and returned to Jesus, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet in an attitude of worship, giving him thanks. Notice that he's praising God with a loud voice for his healing, but who does he come back to and thank and worship? Jesus. Jesus. God become man for you and me. Jesus. God who became man, so figuratively speaking, his flesh could be made corrupt with the leprosy of our sin. And through that corruption, we are cleansed. We are cured. We are saved. Now, the one who returned again was a Samaritan. And, Samaritans and Jews didn't get along at all. Mutual pronouncement of each other as heretics. But the Samaritan is the one who comes back to Jesus. Jesus answered this Samaritan who was at his feet, giving thanks to Jesus. Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner, this one who was outcast? And in giving praise to Jesus, in thanking Jesus, he's giving praise to and thanking the one true God. Hello, fellow lepers. We have all alike been cleansed of the leprosy of our sin. The leprosy that unless cured, cleansed, healed, forgiven, would lead us to eternal death. As far as we know, this leper, none of these lepers ever got leprosy again. But sin is a crouching beast, prowling around each of our doorsteps, waiting to pounce upon us and devour us, as Peter says of the devil. We need to be in the place of protection. We cannot overcome sin, death, and the devil on our own. If we could, there would be no reason for Jesus. There would be no reason for God to become one of us and be our Savior. The place of healing is where Jesus is with his gifts. The place of healing is open for business around the clock, 365 and a quarter days a year, from now until the time Christ returns. From the time of his incarnation until the time he returns. Indeed, from the moment, the instant that Adam and Eve sinned and God pronounced judgment on them, God opened a shop and it said, here is healing, here is cleansing, here is forgiveness, here is life. And then, after the prophets prophesied, and after Israel proved unfaithful time and time again, God said, now in the fullness of time, I will send my son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem my people from the curse and accusation of the law. Okay, fellow lepers, which kind of leper would you like to be? Would you like to be as the 9 who went off and dutifully showed themselves to the priest and then went merrily on their way, reincorporated back into the community of Israel? Or would you rather be like this one solitary Samaritan leper who knew his place? His place was with Jesus. There, at the feet of Jesus, he worshiped the one true God. There, at the feet of Jesus, was proximity to God and his mercy and love and compassion and healing. There, at the feet of Jesus, was the fountain of grace, the cleansing fountain of the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ. Fellow lepers, let's be Samaritan lepers. Let's stick close to Jesus, who bids us to himself. Today, every Sunday, every time we lepers gather around the Word and sacraments, and in gathering around the Word and the sacraments, Jesus meets us there, and he does have mercy upon us. The mercy that flows from the life-giving tree of the cross, the mercy that bears us along in the flood of God's love, the mercy that shelters us like an ark to protect us from God's wrath, the mercy that bears us along through life with its troubles, its sorrows, its difficulties, its challenges, its disappointments, its illnesses, its sorrows, bears us along to the very gates of heaven. And finally, to the resurrection of our bodies, when the leprosy of our sin will be dead and gone for good. And as the Jesus who makes all things new does to his entire creation, he will do for you and for me. Jesus, your Master, does have mercy upon you. And you need that mercy. Kind of like the collect of the day here. Oh Lord, keep your church with your perpetual mercy. And that mercy is found in Jesus. And because of our frailty, because leprosy has weakened our limbs, we cannot but fall flat on our faces if we try to go it alone without Jesus. Keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, harmful to our faith, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. And those all things are the gifts of God in Jesus Christ. And then as a reminder, as we terminate every collect, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.